Ecclesiastes chapter 3 is what we'll be reading this evening. Please remain standing with me. Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. We'll be reading verses 1 through 11 responsively. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, beginning in verse number 1. The Bible says in verse number 1, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which was planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it." Read with me verse number 11. "He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end." And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for all that you do for us. Lord, for a place we get to come, Lord, for a country, Lord, we get to hear your word taught free from persecution. Now tonight, Lord, as we learn about who you are and what you've designed for us, Lord, we ask that you listen, Lord, that you'd teach us something this evening, Lord, that would help us become a better testimony for you, Lord, to help us be more profitable for you. We ask that you'd use the truth of tonight, speak to our hearts, change our lives, Lord. We love you and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Listen to me carefully tonight. I think I can be a help to you. I mean this with all my heart. If you'll listen, this could change every area of your life. It'll change your life spiritually. It'll change your life at work. It'll change your marriage. It'll change your home. It'll change every aspect of your life if you would listen to me. And I think with the help of the Holy Spirit, it could just revolutionize your life. September is here, and we're nearing what we would call a season change. September's one of those transition months. Of course, September kind of starts school, and we consider September the fall season. September's also, by the way, this Wednesday will be Brother Josh's birthday. 28 years old. Man, you're going to be an old man. I can't believe I'm married to a lady that's old enough to be your mother. But anyway, she didn't look like it. But anyway, by the way, by Friday, that's also the anniversary date of the bombing at the Twin Towers. It was my son's 10th birthday. And I remember it quite well. Now, season change. We're going from summer to fall. By the way, whether you like it or not, it's coming. Whether you enjoy fall or not, guess what? There's nothing you can do about it. The seasons will come and go. Guess what? You can't speed it up. You can't slow it down. The seasons come and go, and those seasons are not up to us. Listen to this. Life has seasons. There is, I call it age seasons. You have infancy, then you have toddlers, then children, teenagers. Those same as children. College age, then young married, middle age, senior citizen. These are all seasons of life. By the way, you can't speed them up. You can't slow them down either. They're like a freight train. They just build up speed and then it crashes. Amen. Seasons are things that come about which you have no control over and you can't change it. God is very clear and very specific in Scripture. I want you to look at Ecclesiastes 3 again. This is the part that I really want you to get, and then I'll teach you about it. Look at verse number 1. To, what's the next word?
Everything.
Notice that. To everything, there is a season, watch this, and a time to every purpose. God is very specific here. He says, there is a season for everything, but there's also a time for every purpose. There's a difference between a time and a season. You see, these seasons you have no control over. You have no control over spring, summer, winter, fall. You have no control over infancy, toddler, child, teen, college, young adult married, middle age, senior citizen, in the grave. We have no control over that. Those are the seasons of life. But God says there is a time to every purpose. Let me say it this way. You have no control over the seasons, but we control the times to every purpose. You don't have control over what the season is, but you can control what you do in those seasons. Everybody doing okay? Often people get their seasons and their times mixed up, and that's why they don't produce. That's why they're not successful, and that's why they're always bedraggled about everything that happens in life. There is a time for every purpose, which means you make time. That word for every purpose literally means you find time available for what you find valuable, what you want, or what matters most to you. In other words, a time for every purpose is your schedule. The season goes with the calendar. Now, folks, I like fall because it turns into hunting season. But I don't like cold weather. I don't like what comes after fall. Say, what is it? Winter. Even the word just makes my bones hurt right now. I don't like winter. I've seen enough snow in my life. If I never saw another flake, I'd be happy. But I live here. We're going to see some. It's all right. Some of you love snow. I hate it. That doesn't mean you're right and I'm wrong. Doesn't mean I'm right and you're wrong. Everybody has their own preference. Guess what? Neither one of us can change it. Right. Say why? Because that's seasonal. Now watch this. But where we differ is we control the times and the purposes that we do in those seasons. Did you know you don't plant corn in January? You can go ahead and do it, but guess what? You're going to do it again about April, May. Say why? Because it's going to rot and it's not going to do anything. You can go ahead and waste your time and do it at the wrong season. And guess what? It's not going to work. You'll end up doing it again. You cannot control the season, but you can control what you do in the season. I can't control the fact that we're going from summer to fall, but I can control what I do during the fall. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay, now hang on. Most people don't handle change well. Most people freak out at change. Can I tell you why? Because they see the season and they have no control over it, but they also don't control their own time. We don't schedule our time well. And then we get backed up and we're trying to do what we didn't get done in one season in the next season. And before too long, we're two seasons behind. Everybody doing okay? There are people who don't age well. Folks, I am 52 years old. I gave up a long time ago trying to be a teenager. I've decided I'm going to enjoy every stage and every age of life. You know what the difference between gray and blonde is? Gray has an excuse. I've just decided I'm going to enjoy being middle age. I've decided that I'll enjoy, it's getting harder, but you know, when some 35-year-old pastor calls you and says, thank God I got an older preacher to talk to. Oh, gosh. Can somebody take that right out of my back? Oh, I hate that. I don't see myself as that person. But I've got to realize that's what time it is. That's the season I'm in. I'm not going to get upset that my brother will be 56 years old tomorrow. Because he's 3.5 years older than me. I got a long ways to go. He'll be 60 by the time I'm his age. And I'll tease him tomorrow about it. And we'll get with it. It'll be fine. You see, some people don't age well because they don't want to accept the fact that they are the age that they are. Folks, these things come. I don't care how many LASIK surgeries you have, you're going to get them one day. I don't care how many times you wear contacts, you still have glasses too. Well, I don't need them. And you got your font on your phone up to 16 point, you know? Get over yourself. Why don't you just accept the fact that you are what you are? You're not going to change it. Just because you refuse to accept it doesn't mean that you're not there. It's kind of like the little kid playing hide and seek. You can't see me. That's the way some of you act about life. Now, give me 25, 26 minutes and I want to help you. Number one. Seasons come and go without control of man. Seasons come and go without the control of man. Did you know you can't control when it's going to get cold? Did you know you can't control when the leaves are going to turn? Did you know they can't control the cherry blossom fest? They try to predict it every year. Guess what? Every year they're wrong. You say, why? Because you can't control the seasons. They come as they come. Did you know you cannot control nor change the stages or the seasons of life? You can't. Did you know that when a child is conceived, they have no control over when they're born? Or even if they're born? They have no control over who their parents are. And the parents wish they could send them back. The toddler is dependent upon the infant is dependent upon the parents and the child as well. Teenagers begin to break loose a bit, but they're still dependent. Then college and young adult, middle adult, senior citizen and things. We don't have control over those things as they come. By the way, that's why I decided I'm going to enjoy it. If the Lord gives us grandkids, I'm going to be a happy grandpa. I'm going to build me a place in my basement to shoot 22s down there. We're going to shoot guns in my basement with the kids. Amen. You say, why? Because I plan on having fun with my grandkids. We'll shoot air guns and 22s. We're not shooting the big guns down there. Grandma will have a cow. Amen. And I really don't want holes in my block walls down there. Wait a minute. I plan on taking them fishing and hunting. Teaching them to have fun in life. And spoil them rotten and send them back to their parents and let them deal with the consequences. Amen. They say, why? Because that's what grandparents do. Did you know what? You may not like every season, but you still can't control it. You can control what you do in those seasons, though. Some of you need to settle into your job and realize this is the season of your job that you got to settle into. People hop jobs so fast because things change. Well, it's called a season. Things do change. You don't have control over everything. We need to do season appropriate things in the right season. You don't plow snow in the summer. You know, putting your snow plow on in July isn't going to do you much good. It's just going to eat up more gas. Just like senior citizens aren't supposed to have babies. I read this week that a 74-year-old lady gave birth this last week. What's that? Yeah, twins. God bless her. Now, she didn't have them naturally, but you say, what is that? That's called stupid. Bless God, by the time I turned in my late 40s, mine were gone. Yes, my sin was gone. I mean, you see, by the way, you say, preacher, that's kind of weird. Senior citizens having babies. Teenagers aren't supposed to have them either.
That's
right. Amen. It's called out of season. Everybody doing okay? Amen. Did you know that children and teenagers weren't intended to work full-time jobs? Childhoods, they're supposed to learn how to work, but most of their work is play. I think a child needs to learn how to pull his own weight. But I think a child needs to have fun in life. There needs to be ball games. There needs to be play. They need to learn teamwork, and they need to learn some things. Yeah, they need to pull their weight with work, but life shouldn't be all work. Everybody doing okay? You may not like the season, but you can plan what you do in that season and make sure what you do in that season is appropriate for the season. Folks, we get things all messed up. We get ourselves wound up. By the time you get, I'll use my age, you get in your 50s, you ought to have enough sense when to do what you're supposed to do. You're not going to plant tomatoes in February. Wrong season. Late February, you might get lettuce in the ground. Early March, that's about it. But you're not going to put sensitive plants out that are going to die. Say why? Because you're going to get frost. You're going to get cold. It's going to kill them all, and you're going to have to do it again. Just like in certain times of life, you shouldn't be doing certain things. When you get my age, there are some things you shouldn't be doing anymore. That's what you let the young bucks do. Say why? I've learned life is a marathon, not a sprint. I don't pick up at 52 with a bad back and a bad hip and a bad knee what I used to pick up when I was 20. Say why? Because I'm getting old. I plan on staying healthy enough to make it as long as I can. Everybody doing okay? That doesn't mean I roll over and die yet. Doesn't mean I don't try to get myself in as good a shape as I can, and round is a shape. You know, I don't have to like the season I'm in, but guess what? I can plan what I do while in the season I'm in. Number two, I got to hurry. God tells us to plan the time for the purpose. He doesn't tell us to plan the season. God takes care of the seasons. We're to take care of the time. God took care of the seasons. God set that in place at creation. It's our job to plan the time. Notice what God says, and I'm not going to read all these. A time to be born. Guess what? It's not supposed to be a surprise. Oh, Shazam, how'd that happen? A time to plant. A time to pluck up that which is planted. You know, we're getting to the fall season. There's some things that should be pulled out of the ground, right? Getting to be that way. You know, a time to laugh. There are certain times that you're supposed to laugh. But there are certain times you're not supposed to laugh either. when you're getting in trouble, you shouldn't laugh. You found that out the hard way, didn't you? You know, when somebody's getting on you, you don't laugh in their face. That just makes the punishment that much worse. There are times not to laugh. When you're at a funeral, usually it's not time to laugh much. Now, you handle one of mine, we'll laugh a little bit, appropriately. But you're not going to laugh because someone died. There can be humor involved to ease, and some people just lived a humorous type of life, and it would be appropriate. There are certain times you're not supposed to laugh. When somebody falls or hurts themselves, you shouldn't laugh at that. Now, it may be funny, but don't laugh at them, all right? Wait till it's over and then laugh about it. My wife, several years ago, matter of fact, it was at Josh's graduation. We were going to his graduation party. Stepped out of the house and she twisted her ankle and busted her ankle. I mean, broke the bone. We never made it to the graduation party. I did not laugh at her. It was not funny. Other than the fact that she was carrying a bowl of pretzels, she makes these garlic pretzels. And half the pretzels were all over the front yard. My son Jeff, as only Jeff could say, "Mom, you ruined half the pretzels." "Not how's your ankle?" "Yeah. Mom, those are my favorite pretzels." It became a humorous thing. Now, God tells us that we are to control the times. By the way, we are to plan the times for the purpose. Let me show you what I mean. Look at verse number 11. "He hath made everything beautiful in his time." When our time matches God's timing in God's season, guess what? Everything works out real good. Sometimes we get ahead of God. We want to do it our way in our timing. How about we do it in his timing, his way? Everybody doing okay? Rubber's meeting the road now. I was frustrated we weren't in this building a year before we were in it. Guess what? It wasn't the right time. Now we got the right time. Boy, that's good stuff. Having a baby is a wonderful thing when it's done after marriage in the right season. Not when you're 50 years old either, or 70 years old. Or, you know, for somebody, if you want one at 50, have at it. I'm done. Next baby at my house is going to be called a grandkid. Say, what is that? That's why teenagers aren't supposed to have babies. It's the wrong time and the wrong season. It's not beautiful then. Sorry. Killing a nice, wonderful buck is beautiful in the right season. You shoot him in July, it's not a beautiful thing. You're going to have trouble with the DNR. You're going to lose your gun. You're going to pay a couple few thousand dollars for it, and you're going to have more trouble than you want because you shot it out of season. Everybody doing okay? End of September, bow season comes in. Great. But if you shoot a buck with a gun in bow season, you're in trouble. "Well, he wouldn't come any closer, so I grabbed my gun and shot it." That's not going to go over real well. What's the difference? The season. You chose the wrong time for the weapon. You see, God does not pre-program life and everything happens as he planned. God did not pre-program everybody's life as a computer and say, push go and everything's going to happen and it's all God's plan. That's Catholic teaching and it's wrong. Just so you know. Well, it's going to happen just the way God planned it. It's only going to happen the way God planned it if we do what God says we should do. when people don't do what God says we should do, it doesn't happen the way God planned it. Everybody understand that? I've had lots of plans go the wrong way. I've watched churches split and have fusses and feuds and mess everywhere. I've been in several churches like that. I don't think it was God's plan for it to happen. God wasn't allowed to do what God was supposed to do. Man got in the way and said, we don't care what God wants. This is what we're going to do. Everybody doing okay? I've seen it happen many a time. You see, God did not plan for man to sin. God did not want man to sin, but man chose to sin. God did not create hell for man. God created hell for the devil and his angels. God had to expand hell because man sinned. Our sin and the sin of other people causes the disruption of times and seasons in our life. Miss Kim's going to face some more back surgery. She got hit by a drunk driver several years ago. I don't think it was God's plan for Miss Kim to get hit by a drunk driver. I don't think God planned that. Somebody's sin caused that. Everybody doing okay? Everything that happens... I'm even going to say it this way. I don't think when you die is determined by God before you were born. I think we can prolong it sometimes. I think we can hasten it sometimes. When someone's on their deathbed and they're suffering and the family says, preacher, what can you do? Nothing. I can pray for them to... If you're ready for them to go, I can say, God, can you take them a little faster, end the suffering? But sometimes it doesn't happen that way. I've been there. You see, most sin is doing a right or a good thing at the wrong time. Let me say that again. Most sin is doing a good or a right thing at the wrong time. The physical life between a man and a woman is a good thing within the confines of marriage. The moment you step outside of that, you've done a good thing at the wrong time. Guess what? You have sin. Whether it's before you're married, whether it's as a teenager, whether it's while you're married and it's with somebody that you're not married to, you've stepped out of the bounds of right, doing a good thing, doing a right thing at the wrong time. And then it becomes sin. I've got to hurry. Number three. We need to work on planning our time for the purposes. We need to work on planning our time for the purposes. Now, watch this. The word purpose there means what you hold valuable, what you want to do. Did you ever notice you have time to do whatever you want to do? Time is what life is made of. Time is life. For me to give you 30 minutes of time, I've given you 30 minutes of my life. Seriously. If I spend 30 minutes with Brother Josh, I cannot spend those 30 minutes ever again. I can't get it. By the way, that's why some of you live in remorse, because you want to go back and live things all over again and you can't do it. You're in the wrong season. Everybody doing okay? Did you know you can't shoot the same buck that you killed last year? Say, preacher, that's the way some of you live your life. You want to go back to when your kids were little. Wish you could go do it all over again. Not me. I'm having too much fun while they're grown. Say, why? Because I decided I was going to enjoy the season. Time is what life is made of. And how you spend your time is how you spend your life. By the way, listen to this statement. Time, once it's spent, can never be gotten back. Now you're really going to get mad at me. When you waste time, you're wasting life. In other words, we should never be late to anything because we're wasting time. Let me show you what I mean. If there are 100 people at church and you're 5 minutes late, you just wasted 500 minutes. Because you wasted 5 minutes of every person in that room's life. In other words, 500 minutes, that's about 8.5 hours. I was just 5 minutes late. I was fashionably late. No, fashionably late means fashionably characterless. I was just taught, by the way, you show up to work late 5 minutes every day and find out how long you have your job. You can get to work on time, but you can't get anywhere else on time. We know where your value is at. It's your pocketbook. It's your wallet. Everybody doing okay? If I started church 10 minutes late because my sermon wasn't ready, it got to be 10 after 6 and you're saying, where's the preacher at? Where's the preacher at? Well, he's in his office finishing up his sermon. He didn't get done this week. How many times is that going to happen before you quit coming? Everybody doing okay? Why is it okay for you to be late and me not to? Man, it's getting quiet in here. Woo! Yeah, I can literally hear the crickets outside. I'm not complaining. I'm not getting on anybody. But you value time by how you show up on time. If I have a business appointment, I'm there on time. Usually I'm early. I had an 8 o'clock a.m. meeting on Thursday morning, Brother Josh and I did, with a tree nursery. I was sitting in front of the tree nursery at 10 till 8. They came and unlocked the door. They said, come on in. So I did. And I said, I'm supposed to meet with so-and-so at 8. He'll be late. I said, it's okay. I'm not. Sure enough, about 5 after, he comes sliding in. I don't care if he's late. I wasn't late. I'm not late to appointments. I'm early. You say, why? I'd rather sit in the parking lot, work for 5 or 10 minutes, and then walk in when I'm supposed to, than to be 1 second late. Everybody doing okay? Schedule is a good word, not a bad word. Can I tell you why people hate the word schedule? Because they don't have the character to live by it. Well, I'm just going to live life as it comes. That means you don't want to character yourself to do what you're supposed to, when you're supposed to, do it with purpose and do it in the right season. Everybody doing okay? We ought to schedule our work. We ought to schedule our home projects. Go home and find out how many projects you have sitting in the basement, the garage, or everywhere else that you started and never finished. Say, what is that? You never scheduled it. You just started. And then you started another and another and another, and then you get frustrated because you don't got 6 projects going, don't have any of them done. And that was 3 years ago, and you got 25 more on top of those. Can I tell you what happened? You didn't schedule it. I understand sometimes you got a couple things going on at a time, but some of you, you got more to get done that you haven't gotten done in the last 10 years. Just don't start any new ones. Just finish what the old ones were. I think that you ought to schedule everything you do. We just had a ladies' meeting. Guess what? In the next week or two, we'll have a scheduling meeting. We've already set the date for the next one. And we'll have a meeting with the people that plan the next ladies' meeting, get it all planned out in the next week or so, and it's in December. Say, why? Because I've already got it on my schedule to when we're going to start planning this, because I'm not going to let it creep up on me. Everybody doing okay? I think you ought to schedule vacation. I think there ought to be a bit of a plan to what takes place. Well, I'm not sure yet what I want to do. Boy, this is going to be a fun vacation. I think you ought to know what you're going to do. I'm not saying that you have to, well, we're getting up at 5:30 in this morning. We're going to do this from 5:30 to 6 and 6 to 6:30. I'm not saying that. If I can get up at 5:30 on vacation, my wife's not. That would not be a fun vacation. Matter of fact, I'd be up before 5:30. I get up and do what I want for a while, and then we schedule things lightly. It doesn't mean that you have to have every second of the day scheduled. But there are times where you have to schedule some things on vacation. I'm going to be preaching in May next October, a year from now. I decided I was going to turn it into a week of vacation and take my wife with me. It's gorgeous to drive up to Maine through the New England states that time of year. And Brother Drelliard wants me to come up, and he said, can you spend a few extra days, preacher? He said, some of the guys want to take you goose and duck hunting. Yeah. So we'll get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, get out in chest waders and walking out in cold water just to go duck hunting. I'll duck hunt for a couple hours in the morning while she's still sleeping, and then get up, and then we'll do some other stuff, just her and I, throughout the day. I'll do my vacating on my time. We'll vacation together later in the day. Some things will be scheduled. Some things we'll figure out together that we're going to do. Doesn't mean I'm going to go hunting every day. But I am going to do some. Everybody doing okay? You ought to schedule your downtime. People say, well, I've just got to take time off. I'm just so overwhelmed. I got so much to do. I just need some downtime. I don't get that way. Good night. My schedule is my friend. I can handle my schedule. Downtime usually drives me insane. I'm not one of those people who can sit there and do nothing for very long. It doesn't do real good. I got to have something to do. You say, why is that? I'm hyperactive, all right? Energizer bunny. Here we go. Schedule the time in the seasons of life. Schedule time to play with your family. It's not all work. Enjoy playing together. Board games. Uno. Oh, there's a new Uno game. Uno Flip. That's enough to make anybody want to curse. There's other games out there. When the Dorseys were up here, it was great. My wife, everybody thinks I'm the competitive one. When it comes to games, look out. They were all playing Skippo. I had enough sense to sit out the game of Skippo because she is the Skippo queen. And I'm thinking, I am not going to get whooped in front of all these people. I have better sense than that. There's Brother Dorsey, Mrs. Dorsey, Michael and Mindy and my wife. They're going at it. My wife's down to one card. It goes around about 8 times, and Brother Dorsey went out. My wife says, you're uninvited to my house ever again. He went, I said, y'all thought I was the competitive one. I'm telling you, I'm not. I mean, it's just boom. So when Mindy was down in Georgia last week, she beat Brother Dorsey. We won the family rights back. Enjoy those times. So many people, together time means you're sitting in the same room on your phone doing 4 different games. Plan more elaborate things when the kids are old enough to enjoy it. Don't get mad at me. Planning a birthday party for a 1-year-old that cost you $3,000 is not real wise. That puppy isn't going to remember a birthday party until they turn 4 or 5. Sorry. Give them a cake, shove it in their face, and let them roll in it for a while. They'll be all right, and hose them off. Take some pictures and have fun. There's no one-year-old in the world that will remember that birthday party. You know, save the kiddie horses for when they're old enough to remember them. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I mean, it's amazing how many people spend on a birthday party for a kid that'll never remember it. Taking them to Disneyland or Disney World at 2 years old, they will never remember it. You will, but they won't. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do those things, but what I'm saying is, yeah, the Barneses are going to Disney. Is it World? Yeah, Land is in California. They're going next week down there. But why is old enough to enjoy it? And I think it's wise. Wait till they're old enough to enjoy it. Too many people, too many guys that are in their 40s with a 9 or a 10-year-old think that their son's going to be the next Nolan Ryan. They want to relive their football days through their kids. Guess what? You didn't make it pro, neither are they. Everybody doing okay? All right, hang in there. There ought to be things that you don't do until your kids are grown. There are some things my wife and I have not done vacation-wise. First of all, we didn't have money, still don't. Number two, we wanted to wait and have some things to look forward to for 30, 35 years before we did them till the kids were gone. I don't have to worry about them saying, how come we can't go? And I don't need to find babysitters and all that. Good night. We can pick up and go. Say, why is that? Because we waited for those things. We've anticipated some of those things. Boy, that's good stuff. Let me say this. Young couples need to wait. Talking to Michael and Mindy while they were here, and I said, look, don't try to start out where your parents and we are right now. Start where we started. Don't try to live at the level of your parents when you first get married. You're going to find out real fast, you can't. It amazes me that a young couple think that they're, and by the way, they're listening to me and they're doing well, but if you're not careful, you'll try to live 30 years beyond what you are. Don't do that. My wife and I's first apartment, I'll promise you, it was about 2.5 times the size of this platform. The whole thing. Oh yeah, it was a little studio apartment. I think it was 389 square feet. 389 square feet. I mean, you could cook breakfast and take a shower at the same time. I'm not kidding. It was just about that bad. Wasn't that, my dad's back there. You could literally stand in the shower and brush your teeth in the sink and not move. It was tiny. And I mean, a little studio apartment. Our bedroom and living room were all one. You had just enough room for a bed and a couch. And if you turned sideways, you could walk between them. And then you went into the kitchen, to the bathroom, and that was it. It was exciting, let me tell you. Man, we thought we had a mansion until 1 o'clock in the morning, and the sliding glass doors in the train right outside the door. First night I spent in that place, it was 98 degrees and the air conditioner didn't work. I got home from work at 1 o'clock in the morning. I laid down, got the thing open, and I had the bed on the other side of the room right by the sliding glass door. I just fell asleep. And the next thing I see is this light about this big, and I hear this horn. I thought for sure I was going to get run over by a train. I mean, I'm jumping out of bed. It was not funny. You know, after we lived there a while, I never even heard the stupid train. Not once. That first night I heard it, I thought the rapture happened. And I couldn't get up fast enough. Let me tell you, oh, it was bad. Loud, We thought we were in heaven. Then we moved to California. Well, let me rephrase that. We went to California. We didn't have anything to move into. We drove from Indiana to California. She said, where are we going to live? I said, I don't know. We pulled up in front of the church. She said, where are we going to go? I said, in there, find out what the pastor wants us to do. He said, so, did you find a house? I said, we haven't been here. I said, moving trucks out there. He said, oh, that's right. There's a house not too far from here. Let's jump in my car. I said, okay. We went about 5 blocks away from the church, and there was a house. This is 30 years ago. $1,000 a month. It was a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 780-square-foot house. No basement. Detached garage with the laundry out in the garage, which is normal in California because it doesn't rain and it's good weather all the time. No problem. $1,000 a month. I've never made $1,000 a month, probably. I said, can I afford this? Oh, yeah, you can afford this. Okay. For the first 4 weeks we were there, we didn't even have a refrigerator. We lived out of an igloo cooler and a bag of ice every 3 or 4 days. Because the refrigerator was dead. A little Filipino lady with six fingers on one hand. She had 2 thumbs. She had a thumb growing out of her thumb. She could count to 11, amen? She was advanced in kindergarten. I got to 11. Anyway, good night. That's how we started. She said, what are we going to do? I said, well, we got a cooler. We'll keep the cold stuff in there. We might have to go to the grocery store a little bit more often, but we'll keep it cold in there. And we did. That's how you start. Now, that's not how we live. But that's how we lived then. Then you have earthquakes. That gets exciting. You know, learn to plan the time. You can't change the season. You can't speed it up. You can't slow it down. You have no control over the season, but you have all the control over the time and the purpose in every season. I promise you, if you listen to what I preach to you tonight, it could help you. You had better plan for the time when you die. I thought this week, my dear friend of, good night, 38 years, they told her sister this week that she's got 3 to 5 months to live. If somebody came to you today and said, you have 3 months to live, I wonder what you'd do with your time. Well, how about we live not knowing how much time we have left? How about we plan it? Notice, a time to do this, a time to do that, a time to do this, a time to do that. And everything is beautiful in His time. Let's not get ahead of God. Let's make sure that we're in His timing. Let's get our schedules together and let's make things happen. You want to live a happier life? Want to live a more productive life? You want to live life not like you're chasing your tail all the time? Remember the difference between times and seasons. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. Life's busy. We stay busy. There's a lot of hard-working people in this room, and I thank God for you, but how about we learn to plan our time and hit the right season with our times?